Acting with an Accent, Stage Dialect Instruction by David Alan Stern, The Texas Dialects. Now, there are about four major dialect regions in the state of Texas. The majority of this tape is going to center on the East and Central Texas dialects spoken in the regions around Dallas and Austin. Later on in the tape, we'll talk a bit about how to modify this pattern into more of a Houston sound, or into Southwest Texas style of the San Angelo area, or how to take the dialect pattern on up into the Panhandle. Lesson 1, the internal vowel lilt of the Texas dialect. Now, I think you'll find that if you listen not only to speakers from Texas, but speakers from any part of the American South, that there's a typical lilt characteristic you're going to hear. And that pattern is a rise and fall of the pitch that takes place during the time that the vowels are sustained or held out. This lilt will be particularly noticeable when vowels fall inside of stressed syllables of words. The Texas lilt will be even more obvious on diphthongs or double vowels, two-stage vowels. However, this lilt is pretty dominant, and if you listen carefully, you're going to hear it almost all the time on almost every vowel that somebody from this region speaks. Now, the characteristic lilt we're talking about goes something like this. Ah, E, A. It's a slight rise and then a sharper fall down in pitch. A rise, then a falling off, ending on a pitch which is lower than the one on which the vowel began. Ah, ah. Now let's just do a little bit of a gibberish monologue for a minute. I'm going to do something like dee-da-da-da-da-da, dee-da-da, to illustrate how this repeated rise and fall manifests itself. Now here's the monologue in gibberish, and you can gibber right along with me, or you can kind of pretend you're answering back questions that I might be asking you in gibberish. Dee da da, da da dee da da, dum da da da, dee da 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 da, dim dum da dum, dee da dum, dum dee da 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 da. Now I think you probably heard there that it really doesn't matter whether the vowel begins on a high pitch or a low pitch. I could do dee da 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 dee da da with everything up high, or dee da dum da da dee da 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 with everything down low. The important factor is whether it goes through that pattern inside the vowel of gliding up, then coming back down to that point slightly lower than where it started. Now, it also doesn't matter whether the overall pattern is monotone or whether it has a lot of intonation in it, because these two types of pitch changes are independent of each other. I can go dee-da-dee-dee-dee-dum-dum-dee-da-dum-dum-da-da-da-da-dee-da-dum-dum with very little pitch change in between those syllables, but I'm still keeping the up-down-up-down-up-down glide inside each stressed syllable. By contrast, I could do a lot of pitch change between the syllables, a lot of intonation. Dee-da-dum, da-dum, dee-da-dum-dum-dum, dee-da-dum-dum, dee-da-dum-dum. Now, on that little sample of gibberish, I was still able to keep my basic Texas internal lilt while I was moving all over the place with start and pitch of the different words or the different little pieces of gibber. In point of fact, depending on several factors like which part of Texas the character's from, what other personality traits might be affecting the character, any given person may have more or less of the external intonation. You'll also see, when we examine the regional differences within Texas dialect, that the internal lilt can cover more or less ground. Da or da-da-da, depending upon some of those same factors that I just mentioned. Now, for just a minute, let's switch into a kind of counting exercise where we're going to shift between the standard American dialect going 1, 2, 3 with a fairly flat vowel, 1, 2, 3. Then we're going to switch to the Texas lilt and count 1, 2, 3 with that lilt very, very noticeable. Now, while you count, you might even find it useful to trace the pattern of pitch on each vowel with your hand. Move your hand in front of you from side to side with a fairly flat line on the vowels as you count 1, 2, 3 with the standard pattern. 1, 2, 3. Then move your hand across, tracing the rise and then fall contour as you count 1, 2, three. Now let's alternate several times. I'll count each way, and you repeat while tracing that pitch line with your hand. Flat. One, two, three. You do it. Now, Lilton. One, two, three. You do that. Flat. Four, five, six. Four, five, six. Seven, eight, nine. Seven, eight, nine. The whole thing, one to ten, first flat. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Notice I changed pitch in there a little bit in between the words, but not eight, nine, not during the words. Now let's change the pitch during the words with the lilt. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Now let's look at a few words as we impose this lilt on the vowels, especially the stressed vowels. Let's start with the months of the year. Flat first, trace the line. January, January. February, February. March, March. April, April. May, May. Keep using your hand if it's helpful. I'm just going to do the Texas version now on the rest. June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Now, in those multisyllabic words, realize that the biggest lilt's going to be on the stressed syllable. December, December. But you can almost have that little jog on the others. December, burr. Still have that little bit of a jog in it. Go straight through the months now, just with the Texas lilt. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Now, later on, we're going to reinforce this lilt as we look at specific changes in the pronunciations of vowels that go along with it. But before we do that, we have to sidetrack for a minute and consider briefly one other real important aspect of this dialect, the change that takes place in the resonance or the tone focus of the voice. This is the end of Lesson 1.